Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Welcome. Man, I've truly come to dislike, not merely disagree with, is the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. He's truly a nothing with power. That's the best way to describe him. A nothing. He's a nothing. He and his partner, he doesn't call her a wife, because that's how woke he is. Why would he in any way affirm a marriage, even if he's married? Which is, you know, when he went and ate at that extremely expensive restaurant, maybe the most expensive in California, without masks on while having everybody wear masks all the time, it wasn't that he's a hypocrite. It's that he doesn't believe anything he says. He's not a hypocrite. Hypocrite, it's like charging, you know, a person who's done a truly bad thing something violent with hypocrisy. It's like, it's sort of the minimal accusation. He's a phony with power. And so now his latest is, if you're not vaccinated in California, you're like a drunk driver. I have never seen in my life the orchestrated hatred to a group of Americans as I am seeing now. It's orchestrated hatred. You are allowed to hate the unvaccinated. Even if the unvaccinated had COVID already, and there is no scientific reason whatsoever for them to take as minimal a risk as it is the vaccine. You are to hate these people. They are killers. They are killing you and themselves. This is this piece of crap, governor of California on television. That he should be recalled is as obvious as a crook being put in prison. The man's a crook. It's truly amazing. You are allowed to hate a group of Americans. You should hate them. They are unser Unglück, our misfortune. Yes. This is unprecedented. And yet Americans put up with it. French don't put up with it. See the gigantic demonstration against Macron's rules? People on the left foment hate. Do you not see that? Is it not obvious? 99% of the hatred in this country comes from the left. This has been true all of my life. This is not new. They're hate mongers. You're a Republican, you should be hated. You supported Trump, you should be hated. You believe America's not racist, you should be hated. You are against the vast numbers of people coming in illegally, you should be hated. You're not disputed. They can't dispute us. So they foment hate. There's no bigger hate group than the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's just a hate group. That's all it is. It is nothing more than a wealthy hate group. Can you name a group on the left that you, who are on the left, would acknowledge as a hate group, or do you have none? Only right-wingers have hate groups? And the right-wing hate groups, I never met them. The alt-right. Who the hell is the alt-right? Name alt-right that I should know of. All the hate comes from the left. But they own all means of communication. Not all. I'm communicating. They own the vast majority of means of communication. Certainly the only ones that people on the left listen to. And they're filled with hate. That's the way it is. Drunk drivers. That's right. While they allow people out of jail. People who do real evil, they're not to be hated. They're to be pitied. Yep. The rapists and the murderers and the burglars, they're they're part of the, what is it? What do they call it? The something to prison pipeline? What is the first part of the pipeline? Breathing. I don't know. It's fascinating. Oh, my God. Yes. You're allowed to hate. You should hate a group in the United States. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. Let me ask you a question. I don't quite understand the answer to this. We're supposedly at 75% vaccinated in California. Is that right? Didn't he say it's 25% that won't get vaccinated? Anyway, take a look. And it doesn't matter. For the purposes of my question, it doesn't matter. So the rates fell, the rates of hospitalization fell the most when we had a lower rate of vaccination. So now we have a higher rate of vaccination, and the rates of hospitalization have, they're telling us, gone up, though I will admit I believe almost nothing that either the medical establishment or the government says at this time. Also new in my life. These are new, very sad realizations that the medical establishment, CDC, NIH, AMA, the journals, they lie with the ease that the New York Times lies. They are basically medical versions of the New York Times. If you think the New York Times is committed to truth, then you think that the Journal of the American Medical Association is committed to truth. That's it. You have a simple formula for the way things work at this time. Yes, indeed, my friends. I welcome you to the show. What did you have there? Is there something for me to see? 60% have one shot. The rest is in hieroglyphics. What is the number there? 53% have two shots. Oh, why did I hear the number 75%? So let me see. Well, so 60% have one shot. What percentage of the other 40% had COVID? We don't know the answer to that. By the way, can you tell me, this is a real toughie, can you tell me why if you had COVID, you should get the vaccine? Tell me that there's a scintilla of scientific basis for that demand. We don't care if you have COVID. Let me say, on scientific grounds, I much rather have the antibodies from actually getting COVID than the antibodies from an mRNA vaccine. You have audio of the governor? I don't want to hear it. You see, I know how to protect myself from aggravation. It's really one of my wonderful self-protective traits. I fight every day, but that's gratuitous pain. To hear this lying thug that we have as governor in this state, a bum. The man is a bum. Did you ever hear his interview with, we should play the interview he did with Adam Carolla many years ago when he was lieutenant governor. You will hear a man who comes across as stupid, as ignorant and stupid. It's really something. Don Lemon said there should be punishments for people who refuse the COVID vaccine. Did you see that? Is that true? Oh, my God. I have to tell you, the more these people want to shove this vaccine down people's throats, the more I object to people getting the vaccine. You thugs are a reason. I am now suspicious of the vaccine, whereas I was not in the past. there's something awry going on, that you are prepared to create such hatred in this country based on no science. Even if it were based on science, what about the rights of the individual to refuse treatment? Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. How much equity do you have in your home? 50,000, 100,000, more? Cybercrime experts are alerting homeowners that the more equity you have, the greater the chance foreign and domestic criminals will come after you. Home title theft is one of the fastest growing crimes. In fact, Home Title Lock, America's leader in home title protection, is alerting homeowners they could already be a victim and not know it. Here's how it goes down. First, cyber thieves search hundreds of public databases for high equity homes. Next, they pull your home's online title, forge your signature stating you sold your home, and take out loans using your equity. You're not covered by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Protect your most valuable asset. Register your address now to see if you're already a victim and receive a complete title history of your home. A $100 value free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. Hey, a quick reminder, my friends, about Sierra Pacific. Terrific guys, AndrewandTodd.com. The rates are the lowest in my lifetime. So if you're considering anything, refi, cash out, refi, buying a new house, fi, or getting terrific hi-fi. I made that up. That's because I love stereo equipment. Andrew and Todd of Sierra Pacific Mortgage. I have worked with these folks from the very first day of the lockdown. I was impressed with them then. They worked through it the entire time. I finally met them about a month ago. They're good men, they're honest men, and they're capable men. And I don't say that if I don't believe it, as you well know. So let Andrew and Todd help you navigate challenging times. Call Andrew and Todd at 888-888-1172 or go to andrewandtodd.com. andrewandtodd.com. Good men. It's fascinating. Well, this is an interesting one. Your body only makes antidotes for COVID-19, not the Delta variant. Really? Where did the person read that one? And the vaccine presumably doesn't either, or the vaccine does. There are variants, my friends. You know what is absent in all of this talk? You want to know who the drunk drivers are? To use Newsom's despicable analogy of citizens who don't want to take an experimental vaccine? I'll tell you who the drunk drivers are. Every doctor, every medical official, every politician who opposed ivermectin. All right? They're the drunk drivers. They're the killers. My opinion? It's my opinion, but it's a pretty severe one. I wouldn't say it because I risk my reputation anytime I say anything, which is the way it should be. You risk your reputation if you say something publicly. That is foolish. So I will take the following risk. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans who it is claimed died of COVID, would probably have lived had they been given ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D early enough. Okay? The medical establishment killed more Americans than the unvaccinated have by a factor of only God knows how much. But nobody talks about it. You can't even print a letter like that in the propaganda sheet known as the LA Times, to use my own local left-wing Pravda as an example. You know, I used to write for LA Times regularly. There was a time that the LA Times actually had column right and column left on its opinion page. They have any column rights now? There are more conservative pieces in USA Today, which is another propaganda mill. God, the hatred. Yeah. You should read these letters in the New York, in the LA Times. The opening letter is a real hate-filled letter. Yes. And under the second letter. In the U.S., you have the right to make decisions, but then you should have to live with the consequences of those decisions. We should be doing what France is doing. There, starting in August, if you refuse vaccination, then you are deciding effectively not to be part of society. In the U.S., that would mean you could not use public transportation, step inside public businesses, or work in a job that interacts with the public. If you would like to rejoin society, then act like a member of society. Step up and get your vaccine. Instead of being a leech on everyone else's participation in making America healthy and safe for our children who cannot get vaccinated. Signed, Victoria I. Paterno, M.D. The corruption in the medical world, the moral vacuum that exists there, is quite powerful. She's really stupid for writing that letter. I'm sure that there are patients of hers who think, whoa, this is the person that I am entrusting my life to? Well, if you like what she wrote, she's your doctor. There you go. Clearly, a person who thinks for herself. You didn't get vaccination, even if you've had the COVID virus. You should not be allowed in society. For how long, by the way? How long would she advocate? How long would Newsom advocate? How long would Macron advocate this? At what number of deaths from COVID variant 17 will they allow the unvaccinated back into society? Or will that never be? It is so fascinating that the same crowd that argued at any point of pregnancy you can kill what is in you because you have to let a woman do what she wants with her own body are so phony on their own principles. It's like the feminists who don't side with girls when they're competing against, in girl sports, against biological men. Leftists don't believe what they say. They use slogans like they use groups. Leftists care about blacks like you care about the price of beans in Paraguay. But you don't do anything to hurt the beans in Paraguay. They do massive amount to hurt blacks. This is quite a moment in American history. The active campaigning to hate a serious number of Americans. Did the LA Times report on that the girl who was paralyzed from the waist down after being enrolled to take the vaccine? But did only conservative media report on this family and this fantastic Senator Johnson? One of the only members of the U.S. Senate actually committed to two things, truth and courage. By the way, if you're committed to truth, by definition, you're courageous. The most courageous thing you can do in life is be committed to truth. I don't think I've ever quite put it that way, but that's what it turns out to be. 1-8-PRAGER-776. We continue on the Dennis Prager Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an interesting supplement that has made a big deal in my life. I had the pins and needles feeling in my feet. I've had it for about 25 years. It got quite intense. So among the things I did is I had inserts put in, which helped because it lifted the bone from the nerve. And I threw away the inserts last year after I started taking Nerve Renew. I read about Nerve Renew on the internet, and so I tried it out. And amazingly, after about a year, it doesn't happen overnight, I got rid of the inserts I had worn for 10 years. It's minimal, the pins and needles effect that I have. I'd like you to try it out. Go to nerverenew.com. They offer a 2-week trial of their product and a 1-year money-back guarantee at nerverenew.com, or your 2-week trial now. I asked them to advertise. That's how effective I think the product is. nerverenew.com. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. I'm Dennis Prager, and you are well aware of our being censored, that is PragerU, for example, by the left-wing tech giants. So many of us are taking a different approach and using SquadPod, a team communication and collaboration app for businesses, nonprofits, sales teams, and religious organizations. It has everything you need: chat, video calls with screen sharing, file storage, etc. Plus, it's 100% private, non-discoverable, and American-made, owned, and operated. Stop supporting the companies who engage in data mining, profiling, selling data, and limiting expression of ideas. Take back your privacy, intellectual property, and right to free speech with SquadPod. Visit squadpod.com/Prager, squadpod.com/Prager to learn more. That's squadpod.com/Prager, squadpod.com/Prager. Hi, everybody. August is fundraising month for PragerU, but I will be gone for a week in Hungary speaking, leaving next Wednesday, and so we are starting a week early. There are many fine groups, thank God, in this country, and I support them all, as you know, both on the radio and personally, financially, often. But nobody is changing the number of minds that we are, that PragerU, with 1 billion-plus views a year, and 65% under the age of 35. Everything is free. If you ever saw my fireside chat each week, you would know I get questions from young people literally all over the world. Last week I had just one day, I remember, Canada, England, Russia, India, Norway. It's really remarkable. So help us out at PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. And once a day during the fundraising month, I talk to somebody, usually a person in PragerForce, college or high school student division of PragerU, In this case, however, Jill Simonian is the director of our huge program called PREP, the PragerU Resources for Parents and Educators. The director of outreach, Jill Simonian, and it is always a great delight, Jill. Hi.
Hi, Dennis.
You're always upbeat. Is that true? Are you always upbeat or only when I get to talk to you?
I'm upbeat every time I'm at PragerU and I get to talk to you.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm upbeat most of the time, yeah. But well, I have my moments.
Right. So if I asked your husband, so is Jill always upbeat? What would he say?
Oh, he would say no. She's always running to and from. She's always worried about something. She's always nervous about something. And she's always trying to coordinate our kids and are worried that the kids aren't going to get where they need to go.
Fair enough.
That's what my husband would say.
I hear you. All right. Explain to everybody what PREP does.
Okay. So most of the audience knows by now that we launched our new PragerU Kids videos, resources, content. We got books. We launched all of this new programming for children, and we have a membership group called PREP, and that stands for PragerU Resources for Educators and Parents. And it is the, I want to say, PREP is the foundation that allows our PragerU Kids content to continue to be developed and continue to be made. And our membership group consists of parents and teachers and grandparents and pretty much anyone who cares about the future of America and who cares about our kids learning to be proud to be Americans and to love this country. And so for the past, 6 months, we have been toiling away over here. Our PragerU Kids team has expanded, grown into several people, which just started with two in the beginning of the year. And we are making animated series, we're making magazines, we're making our story time shows, we have a brand new show launching, and the PREP group are the suppliers to keep these programs coming, because all of these things cost money, as we know.
This is great. So what is the educator part? That's the parents part. What's the educator part?
The educator part are teachers, which is really encouraging. We have almost 20,000 members of PREP right now. And the membership, like I said, it's made up of parents, grandparents, but teachers and administrators and principals and a wide variety of people who work in our schools and who educate children are joining our group because they, guess what? They say, we don't like what is being pushed through in our schools. We don't like this woke curriculum. This is not what we believe in. This is not how we educate kids. And we are so grateful for all of our members because they're donating their energy to give each other support, but they're also donating money, and they're donating to keep our programs coming, and they're saying we want more shows to be able to share with our kids to teach them that America is a great place. So there's thousands of teachers in our group as well, and that really gives all of us here hope, and it fuels us to keep making more videos to really celebrate what America is about for our kids.
This is fantastic. Julie, you're doing an amazing job. Folks, we're trying to do something positive, not just undo the damage of the schools. Helping PragerU, these are very expensive endeavors we're engaged in. So God bless you, Jill. This is major work.
Thank you, Dennis. We want to encourage everyone. Check us out at PragerU.com/kids. Become a member. Become a member of this group because it is the rock-solid foundation for course-correcting what has been
exactly
going so wrong in our schools.
So true. All right, I'll mention it again later. Athletes in the Olympics. They've trained their whole lives. It's horrific, the training. It's horrific. It takes a certain type of person to devote their lives to running or swimming or weightlifting or any of these sports and to reach that level. That has to be your life for all intents and purposes. And I'm sure it takes a toll. I hope it doesn't, but I suspect that it does. Anyway, you work your life off, and you finally get to the Olympics, and you have to wear a mask if you get a medal. I mean, can you think of anything stupider? Who are they going to kill outdoors? Young people, three of them standing on different levels of a step. When I see these pictures of them getting their medal wearing a mask, the contempt I have for the world's governments, for the world's media, and the world's medical authorities is so deep. That's, I would say, the pictures of the athletes wearing masks who are getting medals is the symbol of our time, that we have sunk into the irrational. That's what leads people to hate the unvaccinated. The swimming in the world of lies that has taken place, leading to this idiocy of medal winners having to wear a mask. Is there one person listening to this show who thinks that's a good idea? Who thinks it's a real health precaution? Not one of the Olympic athletes is listening to this show. Nevertheless, some family members might. Please tell them don't wear a mask when you get the medal. This is the high. I mean, I think it'll be a bigger high if you get married and have a child, frankly. But it'll be the high of your athletic life. Very few get a chance to win a second medal at another Olympics. You really want the picture of you hiding your face behind an idiotic mask? They're not going to come and drag you off if you take your mask off. At least when you get the medal and you pose for the photos there, don't wear a mask. I also feel bad for the athletes because so few people are watching the Olympics. You have a theory as to why so few people? I'm asking the living martyr. You have a theory? Why are so few people watching the Olympics? It's the same sports events, the same excellence as in other years. Because there are no spectators?
And
so there's no energy as a result?
Yeah, and because I think there's an anti-American tone that was set.
Oh, the anti-American. Oh, this is why they're not. That's why Americans are not watching. I agree. There is an anti-American tone. The soccer team, the women's soccer team is a perfect example. Or the NBA players. The very fact that Greg Popovich is the coach means I'm rooting against the American team. It's never happened in my life. I'm a simple patriot. I love the flag. I love to root for American teams. The left is so utterly destructive of everything beautiful in America, like Greg Popovich, who's a lowlife, in my opinion, who's a pompous lowlife, and that they picked this guy who told basically half of Texas, you're scum. If you voted for Donald Trump, you're scum. That was his message while being coach of the San Antonio Spurs. It's unbelievable what they think they could say. Can you imagine in the other direction? You know, if you voted for Biden, you're an idiot. You voted to destroy this country, which is true, by the way. If you voted for Biden, you voted to destroy this country. You didn't do it consciously, but I don't give a damn. It cracks me up. You didn't mean to allow a million people to come into this country this year illegally. You didn't mean that. You didn't mean to bankrupt the country with the printing of money 24/7. You didn't mean to. I don't care. But I wouldn't say it if I were the coach of the team. You're supposed to represent, first of all, we don't care what a coach thinks about anything other than basketball. Do you understand that, Greg Popovich? That's why you're a pompous ass. Because you think we care what you think about politics. You're like a deep thinker. You know nothing from my perspective, having heard you. You know nothing except basketball. You're an idiot savant. You're a savant in basketball and an idiot outside of basketball. Most people are idiot savants, by the way. It is not Greg Popovich alone. It's the fact that he thinks he is a savant in life that makes him pompous. And his willingness to say the worst things about half of the people of Texas. But of course he still keeps his job. That's why I'm not rooting for the USA basketball team. I hope Popovich has a uniquely bad record. Well, it's the first time an American team has lost an Olympics in basketball since 2004. One game. By the way, why aren't some of these stars like LeBron James out there? Do you know the reason? Which is fine with me. Another detriment to this country, LeBron James. Folks, do you understand? Not to appreciate how good this country is to be a bad person because you're an ingrate and all ingrates are bad. It's one of the worst features of badness, ingratitude. 1-8-PRAGER-776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. Did I get any calls? Yes, I got. Did I take any calls today? No, I didn't. Let me take some calls here. Oh, God. You know, it's totally understandable people give up. But sometimes it happens that the one I'm going to go to, somebody was calling about a loved one being intubation and then took hydroxychloroquine and left the hospital. You want to talk about, it's not the non-vaccinated who are killing Americans. It's the American medical establishment by not advocating hydroxychloroquine. By coming out and saying that it is okay to be unmasked with massive number of people if you're demonstrating against racial injustice. The medical profession has been corrupted, my dear friend. Gets worse. The American Psychoanalytic and Psychiatric Associations are branches of the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Where was I just? Tucker Carlson was talking to Douglas Murray about the importing into Europe these utterly destructive anti-Western ideas of the left. He had a good term for it, but I don't remember it. I'll get it from my wife, who will remember it. Don't wives remember everything? It's not like part of the deal. If Europe is frightened by ideas from America, you can only imagine what is going on here. Tom in Venice, California, hello. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Tom. Good afternoon or good morning.
Hi.
So there's an article on the, I think from Multnomah County, Oregon, saying that the CDC was warning people because there's a higher risk of COVID, so they want now the vaccinated people to wear masks again. And you know what? People are pissed off. The vaccinated people are even pissed off. They're saying, hey, why are we wearing masks if we got vaccinated?
That's right. That is a very important point. What am I supposed to believe from these people? You're vaccinated and you need to wear a mask? You're vaccinated, but someone who isn't vaccinated threatens your life? What's the point of getting vaccinated? Masks don't work, period. that they are being now told, that it is told to vaccinated people to wear them, and like lemmings, my fellow Americans, whom I expected better of, take it. We'll be back.